Hello, guys. This is Kavosky Irvin, the host of The Humming Pod. And I want to go ahead and give you guys a special shout out for being so amazing. It's all in your hands. You guys are awesome. And I thank you guys so much for supporting our podcast. Right now, I have so many plans for you guys. And I got a schedule and itinerary drawn up and so many beautiful things at play. One thing I'm going to do, this is just random here. I like to do the random thing. That's me. That's what I do best. I make random things amazing, and I make them happen. Shout out to Gary Vaynerchuk. If you don't know that name, follow me on Instagram at The Ocean Science, and just type in my name, Kavosky Irvin. You're going to find me. I have two accounts. And shout out to Gary, man. Shout out to Gary. Gave me a big shout out on the Twitch yesterday. That was so amazing. Guys, I've been doing so much work that it is just breathtaking. The work is breathtaking. I'm so astounded at what God will do when you believe in his dream, when you believe in God's will for you. God has a will for our life. And if we live in that will, we will do awesome and incredible things. The random thing I wanted to do with it is this. I want to do a big photo of all of my coffee mugs. I don't know if I want to do specifically only the mugs or if I want to include in the Starbucks large cups, which are like the Stanleys. But I know for sure I want to do a picture of all of my coffee mugs. Coffee mugs are a beautiful thing for me. I drink out of coffee mugs as if they're just glasses to drink Kool-Aid or lemonade or water out of. I love coffee mugs, and that's just what I do. I'm a big coffee mug guy. I have a fetish for coffee mugs. Thank you, coffee mugs, for being existent. Thank you, coffee mugs. You are awesome. Listen, that is just a part of what I got going. Another part is this. Guys, I'm really big on the records. I'm collecting records right now, and I wouldn't say that I'm a big collector because I have a small collection, but I am a big collector of what I collect. I have a lot of records. I have about 35 at this point. And that is fat. That is very fast. I have grown that very quickly. If you have zero, you will understand that it takes an effort to get 35 records that you enjoy, like, and take care of. And they are not unlistened to. I love listening to them. So if you can hear in the background, right now I'm playing a little bit of Frank Sinatra in the background. And we're just listening and enjoying this moment. So that is our random surprise. And that is a little bit about me. A big shout out that we have is to Jaden. Shout out to Jaden. Jaden is amazing. Jaden is going to an awesome college, and he's from a small town. He's going to be on the podcast this week, and we're going to be doing a big interview and big conversation with him about his journey, about where he's going, about what he's doing, about what he likes, what he's into, who he is, what he's all about, who the Lord is, what the Lord has done for him, what's his purpose in life, and where does he feel like college is going to draw him. We're going to answer all these questions, and I'm going to leave it at that. Shout out to Jaden. If you don't know Jaden, his Instagram is going to be tagged in the description of this specific podcast here. And if you don't know Jaden, like I said before, that's where you can find it. And I'll repeat it one more time. If you don't know Jaden, you can find his name in the description of this specific podcast. Now, we have another special podcast coming up in 2 weeks, but I'm not going to disclose the name until we finish with Jaden's podcast. Guys, let's support Jaden. Let's support him in his dream. Let's support him in his journey. Let's support him in the things that he's doing, because he's an awesome young kid and he has a bright future. And let's support this young man. Let's support what he's all about. Let's support him going after his goals and accomplishing goals. Let's support that, because you guys are fantastic, and I know that you guys can support somebody other than your family and your friends, you can support people in the world. This world is not only for you and for me, but it's for everybody. Listen, guys, we started at the middle of last year reading a book called The Interruption of Everything by Terry McMillan. We did not finish that book yet. That book is still only halfway through. So I'm holding that book right now in my hands. And as I look at this book, and I think, awesome, this book is fantastic. The message is great. Terry McMillan did a fantastic job delivering the dialogue. The dialogue is so detailed, so awesome, and so separated and inclusive of family that it's just so beautiful. I say all of this to say this. Go on Audible, get your Audible version of this book, get caught up to chapter 15, listen all the way through the end, and we can do that together. And we will all get a better understanding of what this is, because I feel like I've done enough work out of this book to show you what it's like to have a book club based on a real novel. Now, what I want to do in this moment is highlight the name Zora. This name Zora rings two bells in my head right now. Terry McMillan has this book called Disappearing Acts. And the main character of this book, or co-star, if you will, her name is Zora. And if you read this book and you see this book or you listen to this book, you'll learn that there was a woman named Zora Neale Hurston who was a writer and a poet. And she wrote in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. And she did a lot of work. And she had a very beautiful story. Now, the reason I bring this name to the spotlight is because this book, specifically Disappearing Acts, was one of the first books that I really dove into and really gained a great understanding of novels, perspective, character creating, and character development, and also the intensity of using a character's voice. Terry McMillan does a great job of using voice in all of her work. I call it voice here now, but in the podcast and on the YouTube channel, we also always called it dialogue as well. So the dialogue of this, of her text, of these texts, is so phenomenal. This book that I read, Disappearing Acts, she uses the dialogue in the chapters as though it is a reality television show watching these people's relationship at every moment. But we are so blessed in this moment that she's creating to hear the real perspective of the character's real time emotions, feelings, perspectives, decisions, and doubts. And we get that stuff real time as though we also get it in a interview form. So it's kind of like in an interview form where you'd be interviewing some, if you're interviewing someone, they're going to tell you kind of the highlights of what is going on. The highlights. If you're getting all the highlights, you're missing the confusion, the frustration, the peaceful times, the good times, the times where it seems somber, the times where it seems chaotic, the times where it seems undecided, and people where it seems cloudy and unjudged, and where it seems like people don't know when to make those decisions. We're missing those times if we only sit inside of the interview time. So we are so blessed in Disappearing Acts to get not only the interview portion of the dialogue, but the inner characters of those who are being interviewed. We're getting their real character as they go through this time. And I think Terry McMillan does a great job displaying and showing what Black characters look like, go through, and experience. One thing I do not necessarily take it as a major plus was the fact that at times in this book, she made the male character seem as though he would always jokingly need to weave his way back into graces. He would always need to be telling jokes or conniving some way to weave his way back into graces. And I didn't like that so much. Another thing I didn't like was the fact that the main character was so kind of so forgiving to the point where we don't get enough from her. And I understand that sometimes in a novel you need to shorten it up, but she was so forgiving that we don't get enough of her life, because some of the scenes or paragraphs or chapters are cut a bit short because there is more to a life than a single room. There's more to a life than what we see or read. And I think that that could have been portrayed at times deeper by understanding of sometimes. So if you're given the interview, you see the person. If we're blessed to get deeper versions of the person who is getting the interview, then that is awesome too. But if this person experiences and goes and runs off and has a secret spot or secret location or secret habits and things that they are doing that can really pull us into that character even more, to where we see in not only black and white, but we now see in 4K vision. We now see what we could see in black and white. Now we see it in color, 4K, 3D. We see it in amazing image. And I think that is another layer that could have been added to this book, Disappearing Acts. Not to say that it isn't phenomenal, but to say that it could have gone a bit further. And that would have been so fantastic. And it would have been a really cool read. Or it would have been a really cool even listen. Because that book is well written and it's so fun and engaging in a lot of ways. It brings so much joy, laughter. It brings so much nostalgia. It brings so much peace and positivity to Black culture. And I think that Terry McMillan is probably one of the top five ever to pick up a pen and paper and put down words on a pad because of how awesome she displays and works her words on those papers. She did it. She walked so we could run. She swam so we could drive a boat. She stumbled so we could, you know, stand up straight. Guys, that is a few of the things that we're doing. That is a few of the things I wanted to talk about. I do want to send out a huge apology for not being more active about our podcast, because I love making podcasts for you guys. It's just, I'm so busy going through this, that, and this. And right now, I have to focus on what is best for my health, and what is best for me. So I see you guys later. That is this episode of The Humming Pod. We got everything cleared out. You guys have a great day. Bye-bye.